With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ollie Dove. Stay-at-home orders this spring meant there were fewer cars on the streets, and according to data from the Aspen Police Department, less crime. Alex Hager has the details.
Total calls for service in March and April were down by about 40% from 2019. Every category showed a sharp decrease. Property crimes, crimes against persons, but especially police activity on the roads. Accidents and traffic citations were both down by almost 60%. Officials say that's partially due to policy changes aimed at limiting contact between police and residents. And during that time, Aspen Police only recorded 2 public health order violations. Both were the same person in the same week. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Lawmakers are returning to the Capitol today to resume a session that was put on hold by the coronavirus. As Scott Franz reports, they will start with a grim task.
The legislature is considering a budget proposal that would cut almost $1 billion from colleges, universities, and K-12 schools. It would also suspend a property tax break for veterans and older residents. Overall, the state faces a $3.3 billion shortfall because of the coronavirus. Democratic Senator Mike Foote says no department will be spared.
The budget that we will pass will be a terrible budget, one that nobody is going to want to pass, one that will include cuts and to virtually everything, I think.
Lawmakers will also face some partisan battles. Republicans criticized Governor Polis for spending nearly $1.7 billion in federal aid after saying he would let the legislature spend it. Republicans also fought a proposal requiring everyone at the Capitol to wear masks during the pandemic. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Bureau of Land Management has approved 2 trail projects near Rifle and Newcastle. After an environmental assessment, the BLM gave the go-ahead for the construction of 18 miles of new mountain bike trails and a parking area for the Grand Hogback Trail System. The Rifle Arched hiking trail will also see a reroute. The BLM also authorized about 10 miles of new trails to be added to the Newcastle Recreation Management Area. The University of Utah is in the midst of testing about 10,000 residents in the state for the virus that causes COVID-19 and the antibodies that fight it. Ray Allen Bichelle reports.
The group is selecting a randomized sample of households and asking everyone 12 years and older to participate. Daniel Larimore is a computational biologist with the University of Colorado Boulder. He isn't involved in the Utah study, but he says if done properly, such studies could help fill in some big gaps.
One of the big questions that we still have is what's the role of kids in this whole pandemic?
Larimore says with a different kind of virus, the flu, kids don't get as sick as adults, but they do spread the virus a lot.
Is it the same with the coronavirus? At this point, we don't yet know, but we'll learn a lot from surveys like this one.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.